As the story of Jack Barnes shows, in 1821, there were no designated station masters posted along the emigrant trail that connected North Carolina with the Northwest. Although Addison Coffin suggests that by 1830, when he was still a boy, stations had been established, it is quite possible that the routes across the mountains always depended mainly on the discretion of emigrants who agreed to carry fugitives along with them. Slaves belonging to the yearly meeting had been traveling to the Northwest that way for years, more than 400 in 1823, nearly twice that number in 1824. And by 1826, regular convoys were being sent west under the auspices of the African Committee of the Quakers already established there. In one typical instance, an Indiana man was hired for $30 plus expenses to conduct a company of 20 blacks from Guilford County across the Ohio, furnishing his own horse to draw the wagon. But even with white assistance, fugitives were in danger every mile of the way to the Ohio River. A gang of ruffians, moved by the prospect of the large reward generally offered in such cases, frequently stopped emigrant wagons and searched them for runaway Negroes, Levi Coffin wrote, a clear indication that slave owners knew that the emigrant trails were being used to move fugitives. Every month, fresh arrivals in Indiana halted their weary teams at one or another of the frontier settlements that were being cut from the wilderness beyond Cincinnati. For many of them, the trek out of North Carolina had a Manichaean quality. It was not merely a geographical journey, but a spiritual one from the darkness of moral depravity into the light of redemption. One Quaker, Borden Stanton, recalled how he had first heard from traveling friends about the Ohio country. "It seemed as if they were messengers sent to call us out, as it were from Egyptian darkness, for indeed it seemed as if the land groaned under oppression into the marvelous light of the glory of God." Entire meetings picked up and moved en masse, leaving whole regions of the Carolinas empty of